Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Ah, hey Mary. Everything's going great here. Thanks for asking. About your question on natural and flexible conversations, our platform is designed to handle really smooth, human-like interactions with lots of nuance. You can customize the flow, tone, and even add a bit of personality. What kind of use case do you have in mind?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Hey, Mary, nice to hear from you. I'm familiar with Dasha.ai as a platform that powers advanced voice AI, but I don't have specifics on your partnerships like with Vector Solutions. Could you tell me more about how you work with them? I'd love to understand better.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up, Mary. Lead generation and revenue growth, those are always top priorities, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping the engagement natural without sounding robotic. So I'm curious, how does your AI handle those challenges differently? And what kind of results have your clients seen so far?
Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping the engagement natural without sounding robotic.
Ah, great question. So reaching the right prospects efficiently means using AI to target and connect with leads who are genuinely interested, saving time and resources. Our AI keeps engagement natural by using conversational tones, understanding context, and adapting responses in real time. No robotic scripts here. It's like having a friendly, knowledgeable human on the line who can handle many calls simultaneously. Does that sound like something that could fit your needs?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future, I'd say it looks like a big boost in qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle, plus more time for the team to focus on closing deals instead of chasing prospects. Maybe even smoother customer experiences that feel genuinely human, not automated. And of course, a noticeable lift in revenue that makes everyone smile. How about you? What's the biggest win
What do you mean?
you've seen your clients achieve with Dasha AI?
What do you mean by biggest win you've seen your clients achieve with Dasha AI? Why is that important to you?
Ah, good point. When I ask about the biggest win, I'm really trying to understand what success looks like in real terms, like a clear example of how your AI made a real difference. That's important because it helps me picture the value and impact for my own business or clients. Plus, hearing real wins makes the whole idea more tangible and exciting. Does that make sense?
Tell me more about how hearing real wins makes the whole idea more tangible and exciting.
Absolutely. Hearing real wins means getting concrete stories or data about how the AI helped businesses grow, save time, or improve customer experience. It turns abstract ideas into something you can really relate to, like, oh, this actually worked for someone like me. That makes the potential benefits feel more real and achievable, which is way more exciting than just hearing vague promises. Does that help clarify it?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to now, some of the biggest challenges businesses often face include scaling outreach without losing that personal touch, managing costs while trying to grow, and keeping up with fast-changing customer expectations. Does any of that resonate with what you're experiencing? Or is there something more specific on your mind?
What are all the ways scaling outreach without losing that personal touch, managing costs, and keeping up with customer expectations are affecting the business right now?
Diving deeper, scaling outreach without losing the personal touch can be tough because as you reach more people, it's easy to sound generic or robotic, which can hurt engagement. Managing costs is a constant balancing act. You want growth, but need to keep expenses in check. And customer expectations keep evolving fast, so staying relevant means adapting quickly or risking losing them. All these factors can slow growth or reduce customer satisfaction if not handled well. Does that match what you're seeing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how these factors are slowing growth or reducing customer satisfaction?
Sure thing. When outreach feels impersonal, prospects might tune out or drop off, so fewer leads convert, slowing growth. High costs can limit how much you invest in marketing or sales, capping your expansion. And if you can't keep up with what customers want, like quick responses or personalized offers, they might switch to competitors, hurting satisfaction and loyalty. It's like a domino effect where one challenge impacts the others, making it harder to grow smoothly. Does that paint